Thank you for giving us the floor again, Mr. Chair. And I'm sorry to take the floor a second time, but as the debate has been quite interactive and we definitely welcome this this format, I will abuse my colleague's patience. Some delegations have been mentioning not only the use in Belo, but the use at Belum too. So we're a bit coming back to yesterday's topic, but I would like to point out that the Charter of the United Nations is definitely our North Star, especially Article 2, Paragraph 4 on the prohibition of the use of force, and Article 51 on the right to self-defense. But without prejudice to this, in the 1986 Nicaragua case, the International Court of Justice observed very interestingly that the UN Charter, and I quote, by no means cover the whole area of the regulation of the use of force in international relations. And in Portugal's understanding, this observation by the International Court of Justice opens a door for a dynamic interpretation of the rules of international customary law that are contained in the Charter of the United Nations, such as the one concerning the use of force and the right to self-defense. And this is a dynamic interpretation based on the development of state practice. And as a second comment, this time more connected to IHL and to today's topic, we also believe, we think that all colleagues here must be aware that we must not discuss the applicability of IHL in outer space, because IHL does apply. There can be no doubt about this. So even in the absence of an armed attack, even in the absence of weapons in space, there are IHL obligations that are applicable, even in peacetime. And I've mentioned this before this afternoon. So even this morning, the distinguished panelist from the RCRC, Ms. Wen Zhou, she mentioned how crucial satellites are, even today and for many years now, for the protection work that is made by humanitarian actors. So we do not see how the applicability of IHL can be discussed. We think that we should turn to a debate on the application of IHL. So how do we apply and disseminate the norms and principles that exist already and that are already binding on our states? Thank you.